This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, fax 989-291-5348, regarding John W. Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, date of birth 6/29/1947. Dear Brian, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Anderson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was May 2nd of this year. He's been feeling well over the last year. His weight is stable. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.2, so that was actually slightly improved, he states. And he's had four of the Moderna COVID vaccinations. And at this point, he feels like that's enough, that he isn't going to need the bivalent booster. He also had COVID-19 infection, he believes, prior to the actual epidemic. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence or nocturia, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day. Hydrochlorothiazide is 50 milligram once a day. Also, potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalent daily. And his other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam. His weight is 211 pounds and blood pressure 136 over 76. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 22nd of 2022. Creatinine was improved at 1.28 with estimated GFR of 58. Electrolytes were normal. Calcium is 9.8, albumin 4.4, phosphorus is 4.2. His hemoglobin is 15.5 with a normal white count and normal platelets, and intact parathyroid hormone is, that was done in April of this year, that was normal at 51. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, hypertension is currently at goal. Three, diabetic nephropathy, also well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. He'll do the next labs in April of 2023 before his visit with you. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.